Hello, I'm Kerry Jones, and I'm going to bring you a taste of different destinations, so you can decide whether you want to add them to your bucket list or not. I'll check out where to go, what to do, and bring you a flavour of each place, and I'll try and be honest about what's a rip-off or a waste of your holiday time too. Now, Richard Branson and the rich and famous have put the British Virgin Islands on the map, so I'm heading there to see whether you can have a great time without a few million in the bank. The BVI is part of the Commonwealth. It's separate to the US-owned islands next door, but both island chains confusingly use the dollar, which is not very British at all. I'm heading to the biggest island, Tortola.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome aboard Sea-Watch Airline Flight 4578 with destination to Tortola.
Well, I've arrived in the BVI. The airport is just yards from a beach. No time for a swim, though. I'm going to catch a cab to the capital, Road Town. And it's a taxi with a difference. Lonely will take you around Tortola in the 1987 Lincoln Town Car. It's got a huge 216-inch wheelbase. It used to be owned by gangsters.
The trunk can hold six bodies in it.
The main street in Road Town, the capital, is called Main Street, and it's really quaint. You'll have to watch the traffic and uneven pavements and watch out for chickens wandering between cars. The road meanders between wooden buildings housing shops and galleries and commercial premises. Some of the two-story buildings have got verandas, and they're all painted in the colours of a Caribbean fruit basket. Purples, yellows, limes and oranges. Road Town doesn't feel like the capital of a major offshore banking centre. Businesswoman Jocelyn Gunter.
No Starbucks, there's no Walmart, no McDonald's, like there's nothing like that. So everything's basically kind of family, like family oriented or really small companies.
I'm off to get some tips on what to do on the islands. Freeman Rogers has been here for around a decade. He moved from the States to Tortola to edit the national newspaper, The Beacon.
There's a few beaches on the North Shore where if you can rent a Jeep, you can go down to them, and probably there's not going to be anybody there. You can probably find yourself a beach that's all your own beach. Maybe take them to the North Shore, go for a snorkel. There's an easy snorkel, actually, in Cane Garden Bay, which is one of the more popular tourist beaches, and there's an old sort of sunken boat there that's really easy for people to pop out to, and I take people to that a lot. Guts are sort of places where the water comes down the mountain, and you can go climbing up a gut, and it'll be just real bouldery, sort of climbing up boulders, and you can climb up from the bottom all the way to the top, and that's for someone who's adventurous.
You don't have to be too fearless to see the BVI's number one historic site. Historian Mitch Kent says there's a shipwreck 80 feet down that's easy to view.
So certainly if you're a diver or even a snorkeler, you can see the Rhone from the surface. She's quite shallow in some places. A remarkable story of a mid-19th century steamer that was caught smack bang in the middle of the hurricane and smashed up onto a salt island. She broke in two.
So I spoke with historian Mitch at the Government House Museum in Road Town. It's set in a beautiful flower-filled garden. My mum would probably know all the varieties. I can just appreciate the colour.
We have a number of museums here in the Territory, and each of them represents a different theme. And certainly as far as the British aspect is concerned, this would be the museum to come to find out a little bit more about that kind of history.
And it houses every single British Virgin Islands stamp made.
In fact, one of the most valuable stamps in the world is called the Missing Virgin. And it's one of the original 1 shilling stamps. There's nothing in the world the same size or weight as valuable as that stamp. You could walk through customs with a stamp like the Missing Virgin in your wallet and they wouldn't bat an eyelid, and you've just walked through with $350,000.
After all that, if you've worked up a hunger, there's one place you have to visit for food, Pusser's Outpost. It's the nearest thing you'll get to a British pub. It's a curious mix of US and UK influences. The dark wood panel walls and Tiffany lamps are pure Boston, but the Royal Naval ship shields and signed life belts on the walls and ceiling all hail from Britain. Owner Charles Tobias says the menu mixes dishes from England and New England.
Oh, Yorkshire pudding, we do that on specials in all of our restaurants. So, you know, we're very proud of the fact that we are a crown colony of Great Britain. We have a governor who is the ultimate authority. The people that are born here are very proud of their British heritage. There's not any movement here to separate from Great Britain.
Well, the name Pusser's, it comes from the slang for the daily tot of rum the British sailors received until 1970. Charles obtained the rights to the blend after they discontinued it. He was given a jug of it, actually, when he was sailing around the world in Gibraltar.
We've given money on every case that's been sold worldwide since then, and it's gotten into, I think, several million pounds that go to the Royal Navy Sailors Fund.
Well, next, we'll travel to the outlying British Virgin Island of Anagarda, where the manager of the beach club promises me white sandy beaches and no need to worry about deadlines or check devices.
Well, I've met people out here who have been coming for 20 and 30 years, and I was really surprised about that at first, because there's really nothing here. But I realize that's why they come.
Off to Anagarda, next on the Great Destinations radio show. I'm in the British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. Average temperatures are in the upper 20s and Celsius all year round. I'm about to catch the 90-minute Smith's Ferry from the main island of Tortola to the island of Anagarda. Ferry owner Hilary Smith told me there's some amazing wildlife to be seen.
We saw a whale giving birth and we see a lot of turtles.
Most British Virgin Islands are volcanic and they're green and mountainous. Anagarda is the complete opposite. It's flat as a pancake.
Here's your destination.
I got a warm welcome at the Anagarda Beach Club. It's a small resort set on a tranquil stretch of sandy beach. My home for two nights. A tent. This was better than I'd expected. The structures, the tents, looked more like the sort of canvas awning you get over stages at summertime rock festivals. In front was a massive wooden deck, complete with a hammock, nice touch, and a path cut through the dunes to the sea. It felt really exclusive. The tent bedroom was linked by a 12-foot wooden bridge to a round building that looked a bit like a timber shed. A circular wooden wet room. It's made out of dark wood, tongue and groove planking all around. And there's quite a bit of water pressure there as well. I can't believe I'm raving about a toilet and a loo, but it was so cool. Hotel manager Jamie Johnson has heard that praise a lot.
You're wondering when you're in a tent whether you're sharing a latrine somewhere with a bunch of other people. You know, there's some bath tent somewhere. But the bathrooms are just gorgeous, and I guess, you know, that's what happens when you ask a furniture company to build you a bathroom. You're going to get this work of art.
I sat on the deck enjoying the peace in this part of paradise, staring at the shooting stars and the Milky Way twinkling in the total darkness. Breakfast time. It's just a short stroll from the tents. You don't need shoes. Breakfast and, in fact, all meals or drinks are served around the open bar under a large Pacific-styled thatch roof. Let's talk food.
Right, well, lobster is the main thing out in Anagarda. Every restaurant is going to serve lobster, and they all do it a little differently. A lot of them do. I probably buy 200 to 300 pounds of lobster every day.
Well, relaxing and eating seem to be the main activities in Anagarda, which suits me fine. So I asked local tour guide Kelly Faulkner to take me around, and we headed to one of Anagarda's favourite lunch spots, Big Bamboo at Lob Lolly Bay. Owner Diane Levins offers lobster again.
We can marinate it. We can grill it. You can get it sauteed. You can get it curry.
Visitors like to have their names burned onto driftwood using a magnifying glass.
People come every year to see if their signs are still there.
Have you ever had any famous people do it?
Andre Agassi, I think he was a tennis player.
I, Bloody Mary, went beachcombing for driftwood. We used the Sherlock Holmes spyglass.
Your massive magnifying glass there.
Yes, and we just burned with the ink in the sky. It's very windy, so you have to have a really steady hand.
Now, remember Jamie at the hotel told you how much lobster they get through? Well, the other local seafood delicacy, in fact, across the Caribbean, is conch. Their shells are the size of a small rugby ball and are dumped away from their breeding grounds because the mollusks apparently would be scared out of the area where they breed if they came across all of the old shells. So a long white island made entirely of conch shells has been formed. Kelly took me to see it.
As the days goes by, it just gets bigger and bigger. I mean, I'm here year-round, and I notice the difference every year. The length of it, 30 yards.
On the horizon, there was a thick pink line. It stood out from the blue sea and sky. As we got closer, I could make out the shape of around 100 flamingos, but they looked a bit orange and a bit unnatural, a bit like the plastic ones people used to have in their gardens in the 70s. When we got closer, a couple hundred yards away, Kelly was able to perform his party trick.
3, 2, 1, action!
How can you do that? How do you know when they're going to take off?
from experience of being out here for about 5 years, I know there's a certain distance that they would always allow me to come. Some people think they're fake until I get up real close to them, and then everyone's like, oh my gosh, that was awesome.
Kelly Faulkner is the best tour guide in Anegada, offering both sea and land tours, and he seems to know what visitors want, whether it's historical sites or beautiful snorkeling spots.
Right now we're here at the Flash of Beauty. Right here on the spot is good snorkeling, and right out there is the Horseshoe Reef. It goes from the western of the island and it wraps around the island. So we're very well protected and we're very well supplied with sea life.
Want to learn to kiteboard? The water's warm, so it won't matter if you fall in. Scottish expat Tommy Gaunce will teach you.
You've got the reef where the waves break, which makes it perfect for kiteboarding, really, because it keeps the water nice and flat.
Anegada is the Caribbean's family-safe, simple pleasures destination. There are fun things to do. Or, as ferryman Hillary says, you can just chill.
If you're not thinking about relaxing, don't go. It's some place that you can really fall asleep on one.
I've got more BVI and Anegada ideas, pictures and video for you at greatdestinationsradioshow.com. This is the Great Destinations Radio Show. Today we're from Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. Now, one of the big events in the BVI is the Full Moon Party, a must-attend event held around Aragon Dick Reed's Art Studios at Trellis Bay in the east end of Tortola. It combines music, dance, food and some special artistic surprises. Aragon says people love it.
Yeah, it's become a major national tourist attraction these days, and we know that because the tourist arrivals spike every full moon.
During the event, Aragon fills hollow metal sculptures up to 5 feet in diameter with wood. He then sets it on fire and floats it out into the ocean. It creates a fireball. And there's more light from fire too. The red hot glow of the Raku pottery kiln also creates a spectacle for partygoers.
Traditional Mokajombis, the stilt dancers that we have, they come and perform, they dance 10, 12 foot up. And then we generally try and present the traditional BVI Fonji music.
There's also plenty to eat with a barbecue.
Curry goats and fish. And a range of sort of jerk, spicy food and chicken. You'll see Trellis Bay and Marina Key packed out. Those are the two anchorages nearby.
The event is held all year round.
It slows down a bit in August and September, inevitably, because it's hurricane season, but we keep them going every month, which is great.
Well, outside full moon party time, Aragon Studio attracts art lovers from all over the world. It's a chilled-out, almost hippie hangout. For 25 years, he's displayed his own works, including sculpture, prints and his distinctive T-shirts. They've got a look of their own, bold blockwork screen prints depicting turtles, boats or Caribbean activities like husking coconuts.
I saw somebody wearing your T-shirt in Moscow, and I saw somebody wearing your T-shirt in Australia, you know, and then he's like, and I went up to them and said, hey, you know Aragon, or whatever, you know, that's a nice thing about art.
The gallery also provides a showcase and, in some cases, a home for artists who drift into Tortola's East End. Moon did just that, and she specialises in macrame.
I used to do it as a hobby. You know, when you're travelling around, you kind of get yourself a little thing to do, like play music or write. I kind of just started weaving, like doing the macrame style. And then Aragon saw it, and he was like, oh, that's really cool. Do you have more of those? And I said, well, no, but I could make more. And he's like, have everything you can make and then I'll buy it.
There's another creative work worth seeing. Back in 97, Aragon and boat builders like John Francis created the largest dugout canoe in the Caribbean. It was built in Dominica from local woods and then rowed and sailed to Guyana.
Well, actually, we take 21 days to build it in the mountain. And we take 2 days to haul it down from the mountain to the village. The name of the boat is Gligli.
Gligli, what's that mean?
Well, it's the name of a hawk, a bird. But the bird was a bravery bird for the Carib ancestors before.
You can learn more about Aragon's art and the full moon parties at aragonstudio.com or follow the link from the Great Destinations Radio Show website.